The world is awash in data. The ability to capture, analyze, and act on that data gets more important every day. That applies to 5G radio access networks as well, or better than anything else. So let's take a closer look. This episode of All Things 5G is all about 5G RAN analytics. Hello, my name is Dylan McGrath, and I'm here with my colleague, Jesse Cavazos. We are from Keysight Technologies, and we are the co-hosts of All Things 5G, the monthly podcast that takes a deep dive into the business, technology, and policy issues surrounding the fifth-generation wireless communications standard.
A reminder to our audience today to visit our website at keysight.com/find/allthings5G, where you can browse previous episodes, access additional resources, and subscribe to All Things 5G for alerts on new episodes and the chance to get some cool All Things 5G swag.
The topic of this episode is 5G RAN analytics. How do mobile network operators, network equipment manufacturers, and others stay on top of the sheer avalanche of field test data generated by radio access networks and use that information to improve efficiency, quality, customer experience, and all that good stuff?
It's no small feat, especially when you consider how critical timeliness is when it comes to things like troubleshooting network issues and maintaining quality of experience to reduce customer churn.
You know, Jesse, as you may suspect, I wouldn't know where to start if my job suddenly entailed keeping track of, much less taking action based on, RAN analytics. But luckily, that's not the case, as far as I know. And even more luckily, we have lined up a couple of experts who can break this topic down for us. Actually, I'm not sure that last part is luck, because we did do it intentionally for that reason.
Right. Well, in this episode, we will be joined by Matti Pasoia, Head of Network Analytics at Keysight Nemo Wireless Solutions, and Edwin Chetiar, Product Manager for Keysight Nemo Wireless Solutions 5G RAN Analytics Product.
Sounds like we have the perfect guest for this topic. Kudos to us. What do you say we get to it?
Sounds like a plan. We'll be right back with Matti and Edwin.
All right, let's take a quick time out so I can fill you in on a very important event. Last month, Keysight had a three-day virtual event focused on the latest 5G solutions and challenges. And I'm here to tell you that if you missed 5G Tech Days, do not despair. Like many other things in our increasingly digital world, the event lives on. And listen, in all seriousness, the timing doesn't matter as much as the content. The entire event is available on demand. 9 demonstrations designed to provide the latest on trends in 5G devices, base stations, and networks, and get you up to speed on newly released design and test solutions. So do yourself a favor, go to keysight.com/find/5G Tech Days today to register and start watching the demos. Again, that's keysight.com/find/5G Tech Days. Enjoy the content. Okay, and we are back. We are joined now by Matti Pasoia, Head of Network Analytics at Keysight Nemo Wireless Solutions, and Edwin Chetiar, Product Manager for Keysight Nemo Wireless Solutions 5G RAN Analytics product. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for joining us on All Things 5G. Let's go ahead and jump right in. As I understand it, a lot of network intelligence that has traditionally resided within the core is to an increasing degree moving into the RAN. I want to start by asking, when we talk about RAN analytics, what exactly are we talking about?
Yeah, this is Matti. Maybe I can take the first step here. So yeah, when you said that traditionally the analytics has resided within the core network, I think that's definitely true that there's lots of analytics in the core, but all along there has been analytics in the radio network side as well. There has been analytics from the so-called like network side data feeds. So there are performance management counters, like a site level data that is available from each site. And then there is a call trace data, which is like per user, following a specific user or specific call on the network. And then, of course, there's a field testing, doing active testing on the field using devices like UEs, phones, and passive scanning receivers. So that all has existed all along. Maybe they have been in a more like in a silos in a way that even organizationally inside like a mobile network operator, there's typically like a core network team taking care of the core network and managing the analytics of the core network. And then there's a similar team for the radio network. And they don't talk to each other too much, maybe they're in silos. One thing that is changing is there's a more holistic end-to-end look on the things. And also the analytics is kind of like blending due to one analytics, if you will.
So it's breaking down those silos.
Yeah, that's what I would say, yes.
And I would like to add that, yeah, RAN analytics, again, it is important because I think it's the most complicated part of the network as there is no physical connection between the mobile and the base station. So there is a lot of variables that needs to be considered. So, and the various RAN issues like coverage holes, drop calls, slow data speed, overall that impact the quality of experience and ultimately the subscriber's perception, right, leading to churn. So having an optimized working RAN is crucial for any mobile network operators.
Sure.
So what's the current state of RAN analytics? We know that Keysight has a relatively new solution, the NeMo RAN analytics solution, which I'm sure you're eager to talk about. But companies that have not adopted this solution, how do they currently handle this type of data monitoring and analysis?
So, I mean, in this day and age, again, basically everybody is, all the devices are data hungry here. So demand for data is growing exponentially. So the need, I guess, to do more testing of the various next generation voice, video, streaming, and 5G services that has been offered by operators is increasing. And these tests generate a large amount of data that needs to be processed and analyzed to identify issues and maintain that high level of QoE for the end user. So engineers who are basically using tools, traditionally like desktop standalone tools, they spend a lot of time manually processing this data. And more often than not, various teams end up working in silos due to the lack of a centralized solution or a centralized repository where they can process and analyze the data automatically and easily collaborate with each other. So such limitations, are, I guess, in this data analytics workflow leads to more time to resolve any issues at that point.
More time and probably potentially, I mean, if we're doing this manually, potential for errors or the analysis is not right?
That is correct, yes. I mean, if you have an automatic or automated workflow set up, then the chance of human errors is less, and this the analysis done through the automated workflow provides much more use or insights into the data than you would be able to get via a normal manual workflow.
All right.
Are there different degrees to which companies prioritize RAN analytics? Do some work harder at it and have more resources in place than others?
Definitely, we see, talking to our operator customers, that the others invest more in the analytics. Some invest more than others, definitely. And it also, well, you can say the need for analytics is higher when you have more moving parts in your network, like say more new devices coming and going, new device firmware versions coming from the vendors on your flagship devices, or let's say new network software coming more frequently. One of the buzzwords today is the continuous integration, continuous development, which means that instead of doing new software patches on your network once a quarter, you would be doing it like even every week, right? So what that means is that there's going to be higher need of analytics, basically. It's a testing as well as the analytics on those test results that is needed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And so what are some of the different ways to automate the data analytics?
So that's there are quite many, many different ways. Maybe we focus on the ones that are most familiar to us. Like, let's say there's information or measurement data being collected from the network. The most let's say, elementary way of automation is to automatically transform the data into a, for example, a report, a nicely outlined report where all the KPIs are outlined and easily consumable for whoever is monitoring those. That's one step in the automation. A bit more advanced is like a troubleshooting, automatic troubleshooting or automatic root cause analysis of problems. So that's one reason for analytics is to find the problems and find the reasons for the problems. And the traditional way is to, an engineer will look at the data and figure it out. But this can be automated as well. And when automating the root cause analysis, the traditional way is a rule-based method. So there is a known problem, which is there is a some known symptoms that can be seen in the KPIs. And then you just create a rule to identify them. But then lately, machine learning and artificial intelligence has been kicking in as well. And that allows more flexibility in a way that, like, for example, anomaly detection, finding problems that are not known from the past, for example. And then the ultimate thing is then the self-optimized network. So there will be a feedback loop from this fully cooked analytics back to make an actual change on the network configuration to fix the problem. I would say to some extent that's already in production in many networks, but there's still a lot of room to go there.
We heard about the past few years a lot about Open RAN. When we're talking about automation, does multi-vendor RAN contribute to the need for a more comprehensive RAN analytics solution? Does that increase that need, or how does that complicate things?
I can comment on that one to begin with. So with the multi-vendor RAN, now comes the challenges of ensuring the interoperability between the legacy radio technologies or maintaining the performance in the multi-vendor network. So it's not just about lab testing the different components that you have in isolation, but testing it continuously to check the interoperability at scale in a live field environment. So what I mean by continuous testing here is that operators with are deploying the Open RAN would want to deploy new updates, patches, swap out vendors on a much regular basis, what we have seen traditionally with a one vendor RAN solution. And this continuous testing would need a comprehensive RAN analytics solution like the NeMo 5G RAN analytics, which can automatically identify and pinpoint the root causes or issues that are residing in various elements of the Open RAN, whether it's a radio network, radio element that is being provided by one vendor, or the transport network element that is provided by a vendor B. So in that case, I mean, RAN analytics definitely plays a much bigger and a key role when it comes to Open RAN network.
Yeah, we actually had an event earlier this week, Ross and Sullivan presenting some findings about Open RAN and interoperability issues were one of the top challenges that were faced by the market, actually.
Sure.
So with the complexity of 5G and the rise of Open RAN, is it safe to say that you're seeing an across-the-board recognition, putting greater emphasis on RAN analytics?
Yes, definitely. That's what we see. So Open RAN, as discussed, that has certain drivers that drive the increased need of analytics. And 5G, even without the Open RAN, 5G alone has similar characteristics. There are some things that are coming in the 5G standalone, like, for example, network slicing, that actually turns the one physical network into multiple virtual networks, each of them having a different unique quality of service profile. That means that the analytics also needs to be provided for all these different slices. So yes, there are many, many things in both 5G and O-RAN driving the need for analytics.
Okay, from a technical standpoint, what are the important factors to consider in RAN analytics? And also, what is the significance of having a cloud-based component? What's the need for that?
Well, the cloud-based solution directly doesn't really have the value, but it comes in directly from the fact that cloud means always a centralized solution. So, and that inherently helps in the automation. Instead of having isolated standalone solutions, possibly fragmented, like scattered around the organization, it makes all kinds of automation workflows much harder to implement compared to the centralized cloud-based solution. The other thing is why many people like it is that it's flexible in terms of the deployment, like the size of the system, like the scale of the system. Depending on how much data is being processed, you can easily scale the system up and down based on the need. And also the cost will scale up and down according to the need. And here again, compared to kind of a on-premises bare metal solutions, they typically come with the fixed upfront cost, more or less fixed cost, regardless of the actual usage of the system. So those I would say are some of the key things in the cloud.
Yeah, so it's kind of the reason that all kinds of technologies are going into the cloud. Same things apply here.
Yes.
And yeah, one more aspect of having a cloud solution is nowadays a lot of companies are going with their digital transformation of their old legacy systems and moving all their business processes, etc., onto a cloud-based platform. So at that point, they are creating these data lake systems. So having a cloud-based solution helps us to easily integrate into these data lake systems of the customer so that they can then use the data from their analytics solution along with their data from the data lake, from various other data feeds, and provide downstream analytics to their organization using their own internal tools. So that definitely helps in terms of having a cloud-native solution at that point.
Well, that's very interesting, but let's circle back to the Nemo RAN analytics solution. Can you talk about the different use cases over the lifecycle of the network?
Sure. So when you talk about the lifecycle of a network, the Nemo 5G RAN analytics covers the full gamut of that particular lifecycle, where you start with the network deployment, where operators want to get their site and clusters deployed in a timely and a cost-effective manner. So for this, you need an automated solution where the field engineer or the technician, whoever is there in the field, is able to get near real-time feedback on whether whatever he's doing in the field, whether that particular site has been passed the acceptance criteria or not. So you don't have to traditionally collect the data, come back to the office, check it, and then if you find issues, go back. So at that point, Nemo 5G Analytics provides a full automated end-to-end site acceptance workflow, which is fully managed to address this network acceptance or rollout use case, especially when we are seeing this heavy, 5G network rollout globally at this point.
So right now, most of the use cases for the solution is in the acceptance space, or, is it a different, level? Are people already at, a higher level? Are troubleshooting, benchmarking, more than monitoring? Or are those use cases, do you expect those use cases to come in over the next few years?
Yeah, the network rollout is just one of the use cases. So once the network is deployed, you need to have a solution or a tool that can help their engineers to maintain and optimize that deployed network, right? So Nemo 5G Analytics comes into play, providing them the various interactive views and ability to deep dive or drill down into all the messaging, right? Layer 1, layer 2 with full decode support. And it has a advanced reporting framework where users can create their own reports, publish them, run it either on a schedule basis or automatically, and then distribute it organization-wide via email. So at that point, yes, Nemo 5G Analytics does support the use case where when the network is available, the engineer is able to do his troubleshooting and root cause analysis on the solution itself with the data that is collected in the field. In terms of when you talked about benchmarking, right? So this comes into play, I would say, consider the example of a 5G network deployment, right? So once it is matured enough, when it is deployed, optimized, the operators then start looking at comparing themselves with the other operators. So they have benchmarking campaigns, or you can have the country's regulatory bodies who want to do these benchmarking campaigns to check whether the service level provided by these operators are at a level that they had promised. So all of these, again, these benchmarking campaigns generate a lot of data, right? Humongous, large volumes of data, and that definitely needs a scalable system like Nemo 5G Analytics, which is a fully automated system for processing that large amount of data, providing analytics on it, and be able to retain this data to do trend analysis over a period of time to see how your network has been performing against your competitors year over year or quarter over quarter at that point, and then use that information to do targeted marketing campaigns, let's say what corporators usually do, right, to claim whether they are number one in certain specific area or not. One another use case which Nemo 5G analytics support is the remote monitoring use case, where this type of monitoring can be applied on a deployed network to monitor the health of the network, or it can be used to monitor the network during the initial phases, where especially with 5G and O-RAN, where the operators are doing a lot of changes to the network to see whether this works or that works, right? And they want to have a quick feedback in terms of whether whatever patches or updates that they did, whether it degraded the network or improved the network, right? So we have seen use cases where operators have deployed these autonomous probes at strategic locations in the network that are continuously doing running tests 24/7, right? And with the Nemo 5G analytics integration with Nemo Cloud, so Nemo Cloud is our fleet management platform where you can control and manage the devices in the field remotely. So the data from these probes get uploaded to Nemo Cloud. 5G RA processes this data in near real time, and then we have dashboards that are then being fed with this data, which provide some aggregated information to provide quick data insights to the operator on whether the change that they did worked or not, and also to see look at trend analysis over a period of time for the key KPI counters that they are interested in. In terms of having a monitoring solution, you can use Nemo 5G to then drill down to a particular issue that you see in the network and troubleshoot it further at that point.
Okay, thank you. And Maddie, Edwin, thank you both for joining us on the All Things 5G podcast. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us, Dylan and Jesse, and it was great talking to you.
Thank you, Dylan and Jesse.
Did you miss Keysight's Open RAN Transformation virtual event? No worries. The event is now available on demand. Hear directly from industry and technical experts on the state of the market and challenges across the network lifecycle, and gain insights on how to overcome them. Open RAN Transformation is a unique event designed for chief network officers, engineering executives, and their direct staff. It includes presentations from renowned consulting firms DeLauro and Frost & Sullivan, demonstration with industry leaders including Team Innovation Lab, Xilinx, and ITRI, and an expert panel to answer your most pressing questions around product verification and system integration. Watch on demand by registering at keysight.com/find/OranEvent. You will receive early access to DeLauro's white paper, The Market Upside with Open RAN, and the results of Frost & Sullivan survey with mobile operators on O-RAN perceptions, challenges, and deployment plans. Happy watching.
Okay, we're back. And as we suspected, I think that Matty and Edwin really did a great job walking us through a very complex topic.
Yeah, it's amazing how complex it is. I think it's pretty interesting to understand how much automation can help when you're talking about reams and reams of data like that. If you just think about the process of troubleshooting and the ability to automate the statistical anomalies and help identify root causes, as opposed to just combing through the data, I mean, it's a lifesaver.
Okay, well, with that, let's go ahead and thank once again our guest, Matty Pasoya, Head of Network Analytics at Keysight Nemo Wireless Solutions, and Edwin Chetyar. And of course, a special thank you to all of you in the audience for listening to this episode of All Things 5G.
A reminder to go to the All Things 5G webpage, www.keysight.com/find/allthings5G, where you can browse past episodes, get additional resources, and of course, subscribe. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Spotify, or whichever platform you use to get your podcasts.
And don't forget to watch for the next episode of All Things 5G. A reminder that new episodes are posted at the beginning of each month. Until then, this is All Things 5G signing off.